Hello. This video is going to get you started with Office development. I have been seeing a lot of forums, people asking about cross-platform Office add-in development. So let's get started. So at first, you go to the URL dev.office.com. You basically see this. So these are the applications in Microsoft Office. You can, for me, in this video, I would just use Excel as example. So let's take a look of the Excel. I click on the Excel. I click on Get Started. Okay, you can see a video here. As well, I will show you another one. So I'm going to use Visual Studio. I will do the other tools in another video later. So you can see there are actually steps for you to follow, right? But in this step, they did not tell you some of the facts you need to know. Before you start, it is best for you to have Visual Studio 2015 at least update 2. And you need to have Microsoft Excel installed if you want to develop the add-in for Excel. The Excel, the best version that I found is 2016. So let's switch over to Visual Studio. Now we are in Visual Studio. So I want to create an add-in. So I click New Project. Okay, so you see VSCO, this is a previous add-in using C#. And this, even the written here is C#, you are actually doing it in JavaScript. Let's see. So I just leave the name as default. I have already tried a few. So I'll just say OK. Visual Studio will pop up another screen for you to choose what type of the project you want to create for the add-in. Okay, so here the dialog pop up and ask you to choose whether you want a task pane, which is on your right hand side. You want a content add-in or you want the mail add-in, right? You can see the mail add-in here is all, which is Outlook. But what we are doing here is just a default task pane add-in for Excel. So I just click next, right? So I just wanted to for Excel, right? You can see the same add-in I can actually apply to different Office component. So let's not make it complicated. So we do this Excel for now. So I choose Excel, then I will click finish. Visual Studio will create this structure for you. So this is a markup page. This text will display on your right task pane. Okay, so where is the code that is going to be executed? The code that is going to be executed, the JavaScript code, is actually in here, home.js. Okay, so there is a button, click button. So once you click the button later on, you will get the text and display it at the bottom, right? So that is a simple function that the default add-in created for you. So let's run this project and see the effect. You click run. You would then launch the Excel for you. The Excel now is loaded. So if I type in hello world in this cell A1 and I click the button and get the data from selection. So now you see the hello world is displayed at the bottom of the page. So this is a simple way to get you started. Hopefully you know how to get started and it will actually help you going forward. Thank you for watching.